Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And join now. When they talk about the best who ever did it, whew, this guy's high up on the list. This was as complete a prospect as ever hit the NFL, and then did his thing, and then really when you had more years in you, said, see you later. Calvin Johnson, Hall of Fame wide receiver.
What's
good
up,
morning.
Guys? What's
Megatron?
Up, man?
Not much. Doing great.
And he's really tall.
Yes, he is. So are you, Key. You're tall, too.
I'm tall, but he's really tall.
How tall are you, Cal?
6'5".
You 6'5"?
Yeah.
Can you like 6'4"? Can you like 6'4"?
No, I'm barely 6'4", man. I'm 6'4" with some Air Force Ones on. Calvin's 6'5", flat-footed.
At the combine, 6'5".
Yeah. What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Good to see you. How you been?
Man, I'm good. Just sitting up here putting up with Jay and Max every day.
I love watching y'all, man. Y'all be having a good time.
Yeah, man. That's we right. Kick it.
Heck yeah.
How you feeling about all this Aaron Rodgers stuff, man? I'm tired. I'm tired. Max loves it. He loves the content. I'm just
free content.
I was about to say, it's just free content for you guys. I mean,
there we go.
Play and be great anywhere, I feel like. You know, obviously it's going to be hard to leave Green Bay just because of the sentimental value, all the fans just being there for however long, over a decade, you know, and then, you know, up and leaving. That's tough. That's tough. Yeah. But if anybody can do it, he's that once-in-a-generation kind of talent that can play anywhere and have success.
But as we always assume that, well, he's not walking away from no $60 million. But I'm talking to someone, maybe it's something in the water in Detroit, because Barry Sanders did the same thing, right? But like, oh my God, this guy, you had 1,200 yards, caught 9 touchdowns, played all 16 games and said, see you later, right?
Yep.
So there was more money for you to be had too. Take me through the process.
Wait a minute, Max, you said more money to be had. Hell, Detroit was trying to take money back from him because he didn't want to play on that bum-ass team more.
I get it, but like you could also, even then, it was a different time, but not that long ago, within the last 10 years, you could force your way out, maybe get to another team, try at least, do something.
This ain't the NBA, Max. Come on.
Yeah,
man.
Well, it's more like it now than it used to be. But so take me through the process of what makes you think, because that's the alternative for Rodgers now, is either Jets or retire, it looks like.
Man, retire, I don't see it. He just played too well last year to retire to me. I mean, that's what y'all saying about me, but I don't know how his body's feeling. Mm. You know, that was my thing. My body was feeling, my mental wasn't there. I was halfway in. You know, I was already thinking about what I'm doing after football. And, you know, I think that's the worst thing you could do playing football is not be all in. And I was all in while I was playing those 16 games for sure. But, you know, I had questions of did I want to play.
You were 30, right? Like you were stupid young for a receiver?
Yeah, but was the body stupid young?
Yeah, right. That's
you know what I mean?
That's it. You know, that's what everybody forget. You know, the body wasn't young. I missed a little bit of time. I didn't miss a whole lot of time while I was playing. You know, and I played through injuries because I had to. You know, I had to be on the field because it changed the game. You know, me being on the field versus me not being on the field. For my team, even if I wasn't going to really catch any balls, even if I was just going to be a decoy, changes the whole defense.
Mm-hmm. Caught 88 balls, by the way, your last season. I just was saying, if I didn't catch any balls.
Standing out there like a cardboard cutout, making the whole defense run to him. Talking about Kelvin, players in money and passing up opportunities. Lamar Jackson right now, they franchise tagged him on the non-exclusive 2 first rounds if you want to acquire him, plus probably $250-something million plus to get his services. What do you think about the way the Ravens are going about handling Lamar's situation?
Man, that's another one of those talents, man. Just great talents that can be good wherever he goes. I just wish they would have took care of him last year. I know he had the injury and whatnot, but you knew what you had. You knew you wanted this guy. I mean, I thought they wanted this guy. I feel like America maybe thought that they would want this guy. But, I mean, they left it up for question, you know, with it drawing out this long. And, you know, it's just a tough situation. I know there's a lot of tool noise about him not having an agent and whatnot. But you know, I feel like this shouldn't even have gone this long.
The crazy thing about it, though, Cal, is that, like, you know, it gets to a certain point. I'm all about Lamar Jackson getting his money. It just feels like then the floodgates open for a lot of the owners about these quarterbacks with, you know, Jalen Hurts up next, Joe Burrow up next, Justin Herbert up next. Now, if you're going to give Lamar Jackson a bigger contract than what you gave Deshaun Watson, that $231 million guaranteed, you know, talking about guys making $240, $250 guaranteed on the next up around? I mean, that's just where we're going, huh?
that's the way it's going. Yeah. How do you stop it? Yeah. I remember I used to think when I got to the league, like, geez, I could only imagine where this thing is going to be at in 10 years with the way it's escalating every time a new player gets a contract. So, I mean, that's just the deal that that the NFL has. I mean, shoot, they have the money to pay for it.
What do you think?
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, what's your thoughts on Dan Campbell and the job that he's been able to do in the last couple years in Detroit?
I love Dan, man. I played with Dan. I love Dan so much because not only because he's a teammate, but he's a soldier, man. When we was out there, obviously we didn't have the best teams in Detroit, but my man was playing on one shoulder and he was starting on the NFL game and he was finishing games. So, I mean, to see him do that, I think the guys on that team this year and towards the end of the season were able to see what kind of man they had as their head coach. I mean, maybe they didn't know what kind of guy he was as a player, but knowing that you have a player's coach and the kind of guy that's realistic and just leaves it, you know, wears it on the sleeve, you know, you can respect that. And I think that the guys are they're playing for him now. I mean, it took them a while, half the season, to get in sync last year, but when they did, you could see that there was more. They're playing for more than themselves, clearly.
Something about when the general's also a soldier, right? That feels different. What else brings you here today, Megatron?
Man, I've been on a little bit of a tour. Just came from Boston. We're opening up a dispensary in Boston. You know, I'm in the cannabis industry.
Okay. All right.
So Primitive is our company. Spelled Primitive without the E at the end. And Primitive Performance is a new product line that we're coming out with. And it's focused on using things or products that we use on the field, such as hydration-like products and topical creams. Those are our first two SKUs. The thing that separates Primitive Performance is the use of nanotechnology. So we got a high-performance nano emulsion. And basically, simply put, nano is so special because of the particle size. The small particle size is able to mostly bypass the intestinal system and get into the bloodstream, therefore making it more bioavailable to the end user. So this is very exciting. You know, we have some new IP surrounding these products and, you know, rehydration. And, you know, targeting pain and inflammation. Uh-huh. So that's the key. I mean, those are things that bother everybody, whether you're an athlete or just, you know, you like to get your workout in at home. You know, these are products that can be used by everybody.
An alternative to ibuprofen 800, which they just try to keep sending to you. You know?
I mean, yeah, it's all natural. I really try to put things that are naturally derived in my body, things that are synthetic, things that carry toxins, not so much. We did all that when we was in the league, you know, so you're really trying to stay away from that and just improve my quality of life and those of others. Uh-huh.
Calvin Johnson, Hall of Fame wide receiver, played, what was it, 9 years in the league?
Yep.
Yeah, nine.
I'm waiting on my FedEx package.
1,200 plus yards and nine touchdowns.
You know,
the age of 30 says
I got all y'all. We got all y'all.
Yeah, well, you everybody, Calvin. Yeah, you know us.
What's up?
No, I'm
going to tap in.
You used to hoop? I mean, I hoop when I need to.
Yeah.
When I had to hoop in a 2-on-2 game because I had to carry a key.
You know? I heard
all right, Jay,
like
you're the NBA player. Man, relax.
The main thing is we won as a team.
I see Max on the team.
Calvin, when you look at the league now,
yeah,
and Key swears it's always been this way, but to me, the more important the quarterback becomes, right? There used to be, like, then you need your left tackle, you need the blind side, then you need your edge rusher. To me, the receiver now has separated himself from the pack. It's quarterback, alpha receiver, to me, clearly. And then you go down, and then you say maybe, you know, corner maybe, or defensive end,
yep,
or
yep,
tackle or something, yep, like that. When you look at the league, especially as one of the ultimate examples of an alpha receiver yourself, like, what do you think about the way the game has gone?
You talking about as far as financially?
No, I mean in terms of the importance of the receiver.
Okay.
Like,
okay,
what you're seeing now. And by the way, yeah, every generation improves upon the left. You have every guy's making one-handed catch now, all that kind of thing.
I done already told you the importance of us at the position.
I'm asking Calvin Johnson.
You're going to get the same answer.
I'm asking a guy who is, when they say Jerry Rice, and then they say, well, who else? They go Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson. That's who I'm asking.
I think that, you know, since receivers have a little bit of longevity, they don't touch the ball quite as much as a running back, but they could directly impact the game when you're getting the ball in their hands. Secondly, to a quarterback, I feel like. Mm. Therefore, there is that hierarchy.
Who do you see? Like, when you look at the receivers today, what's your ranking?
And you're just asking his ranking, huh?
That's like, damn like, right. I want to know. Who's the best?
Wait,
see, he knew what was going
to
happen.
Wait, Cal, before we get to your ranking.
Wait a minute. What? Don't put
you're putting him on the spot. You want him to rank
yes, I'm putting him
receivers?
On the spot.
Okay. Well,
I want to know who he thinks are the best. Who are the game-recognized game?
How many?
Yeah, you don't have to put him in order. Just give me the top level. Who you see, you go, damn, that guy's good.
Damn. I mean, I'm going to miss somebody. I know it.
You don't have to mention every single one.
I love Jamar Chase, Jefferson, the Vikings. Damn, that's three.
Can't believe you left all these guys off. No, I'm just kidding.
Come on, see.
I'm just kidding.
I think that my guy DK can be great. Mm. You know, I think I think that team, the coaching staff, all that got to get together, right? Got to get everything on the right same page there.
Because DK physically was compared to you certain ways, right? Coming out physically.
Correct. I remember that happened, and you know, he said something. And he good kid, man. He hit me up, and he was like, "Man, I didn't mean any disrespect for saying that I'm not Megatron and stuff like that." I'm like, "Man, that's what you're supposed to do. You want to be your own. You want to be. You comparing yourself to somebody else, then you're putting a ceiling on your head. Mm. You know." So I thought I told him that. I thought that he handled that right.
Real quick, man, where do you think is the right fit for Odell Beckham Jr.? At this stage of his career, where would you go if you were him?
Obviously a winner, somebody that has a chance to win right now. If I was Odell, I'd probably try to go to San Fran or, you know, I know he wants. I probably likes to be on one of the coasts or something like that. If they mess around and get Aaron Rodgers here in New York, I mean, obviously, I mean, he made his hay here in New York. You know, he made his name.
Cowboys?
Obviously the Cowboys. I feel like any big name, you know, quote-unquote America's team, whatever, you know.
Don't be bananas.
Go ahead. Let them know how you really feel about it, whatever.
We let them know when we play them.
You know, it'd be bananas, though, because eventually they're not going to never win the Super Bowl again. If he wound up in Dallas and they won the Super Bowl, right? He's made forever. Forget it.
I mean.
He's one of those dudes.
Don't go to Dallas because you're not going to win the Super Bowl in Dallas.
I love music to my ears.
See, Max, you asked him to name his top five receivers, and you think I'm the only dude that always miss on the smaller guys. He didn't name no small guys.
He didn't say Tyreek. That's why he didn't want to start answering.
He only mentioned three.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right, let's go.
Yeah, y'all gave me one. Tyreek.
Right. He's a, they go four.
A speedster. Dang, last one.
Got one more. Ooh.
Got Devontae Adams out there working.
Wants a lifeline. You can call Key if you need a lifeline.
I like Devontae, man, just because I saw Devontae when he was in Green Bay. And I know I'm leaving somebody. Diggs. I know I'm leaving somebody else
Diggs.
Out. Devontae. I'm leaving Diggs out.
Diggs
see,
out. That's all. Hey, look.
It's a bunch of dudes. You know that, Kelvin. It's all about the product of the environment.
I knew y'all was
and all that.
Shane, why'd you do that to him?
He's sneaky now.
That's right.
I watched another weekend. Y'all going through college lists of the basketball, the point guard, talking about the point guards last week. I don't know why they had your 15.
Doug Gottlieb was ahead of you, right, Jay, on that list?
No, he was not.
Oh, no, no. I was just.
No, JJ Redick was.
Hey, yo.
Huh? The Toto toilets?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
See? You on it, too?
I'm giving my wife one.
That's what. I'm trying to put these guys on.
What's
game,
up,
man?
Put me on what?
The toilets, man.
Really?
You mean the total toilet?
One time is the first time I'm here.
Are you talking about the total toilet, Jay?
This is a very important issue for me.
I get all the conference calls done, all the emails. I respond to all Key's pictures of himself on the text chain. That's where I get everything done.
Number two.
Hey, man, I can't help it if I got archives of myself just like you do.
I still put them all in the text chain, Key.
Well, I was cleaning out my storage bin, and I wanted you to remember how great I was, Jay.
See what I deal with Cal.
Calvin Johnson.
You're going to put me on the Toto toilet. What makes you think I don't have several of them?
I didn't say that you don't. You'll be gloating about it, though, if you did, because you've been warm. You've been safe, secure.
Oh, like when you gloat about the private jet. Got it. Hey, Calvin, thanks a lot, man.
Calvin Johnson, 9 years in the league, man. In the Hall of Fame.
I'm going to tap in with you because we both, you know what I'm saying, we both know some people that know some people that know some people that got some trees that we know some people, you know, so we're going to tap in.
Like, oh, wait, I need some product.
It's like NIL
crib,
nowadays. It's all legal
I'll
now.
I'll pay for it.
We're building.
I'm going to pay for it. I'm a supporter.
Nothing's changed. Only it's legal now.
I'm going to get y'all a sample, though.
Primitive. I'm
already.
Calvin Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. The Jets may be one step closer to landing Aaron Rodgers. We will explain. ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them.
Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
If you're just not that in, then what are we doing here? I need a quarterback all in.
Probably would have given him a deadline of Saturday, guys, because we're in a situation now, no Derek Carr now, no Jim Garoppolo.
Jets management need this guy to be committed to not only them as an organization, but to those individual players. So when is he going to show up if he does come?
Every hour that goes by here, there's a sense of urgency that Jets need an answer.
But if it's this hard for you to make up your mind you want to do that, then I'm out.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Here is Adam Schefter's tweet. By the way, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Have I mentioned that? The Jets are actively working to reach an agreement with Packers free agent wide receiver Alan Lazard. Per league sources, there is another team involved and no final decision, but the Jets are trying to reunite Lazard and OC Nathaniel Hackett. And by the way, this is not Schefter's tweet, but not to mention land Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers. All right, we got your co-pilot and your attendance and everything you need. Can we land the plane now? I mean, right? This is. They got to get Aaron Rodgers. What are Rodgers' choices right now? Key predicts by Thursday we'll get the announcement.
Yeah, because you have to. Free agency actually starts on Wednesday, 4:00, mm-hmm. and they got to have a cap situation. You know, they got to have it under control. And same thing with Green Bay. They got to have their cap situation under control. Because they got to start really diving into the free agency stuff.
That's a good point. Because, first of all, you got to get the compensation for Green Bay in line with the draft picks and all that.
Well,
and
the compensation with Green Bay, because Green Bay has to do – they have to redo Rodgers' deal, essentially.
Right.
So it could all fit – you know, they all mess around with it. Hmm. Maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know.
That means more money for Rodgers. That's the bottom line.
It feels that way.
Yep. So he's going to make more money. The Jets will be able to slide in under the cap. They got like 15 million. That the 15 or the 14, whatever they have, has to be enough to get Rodgers in there. His contract has to be structured in a way where you can slide it in there and then give him more money down the road.
Key, how long do you think he signs for? What do you think the length of the contract is?
Man, I bet you get a three. I bet you his deal is a 3-year deal.
Three-year deal.
Yeah, they give him one more extra year as a sweetener. Mm-hmm.
And also, how else do you fit the money in?
Yeah, they mess around with it. They're going to get it done. I think they get it done.
So if the Jets land Rodgers, now if they land Lazard and they land Aaron Rodgers, where are they in the AFC?
I would probably put them in the fourth spot in the AFC.
Bills ahead of them, yes or no?
No, I don't mess with the Bills.
So the Chiefs 1, Bengals 2, who's 3?
What did I say? It said,
said 4.
Chiefs?
Yep.
Bengals.
Chargers? Don't hit me with the Patriots right now, Key. Stop it.
Maybe Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I
could
see then Miami. Maybe the Jets.
Mm-hmm. I would probably put the Jets ahead of Miami just because I still am unsure about Tua.
Tua be healthy for the start of the season.
Yeah. I know he'll be healthy to start the season, but I still, after having multiple concussions, I worry about that for a while until I see him have durability.
What are the odds that he's not going to get sacked at some point or tackled at some point where his head doesn't hit something, right? Like, that's the issue.
Is this to finish the season or the start of the season?
I'm saying, the whole season, Key.
If it's the whole season, if it's the whole season, then I can't give you a definitive answer because teams come on. All of a sudden, Baltimore gets Lamar signed back. Cleveland, all of a sudden, Deshaun turns back into Deshaun that we saw that lit it up, you know, in 2020. So it's just, you can't really say. But they're one of the top, I would say they're probably one of the top five teams if they land Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say no particular order. You got the Bengals, you got the Chiefs. I think the Bills are in that conversation. I think the Dolphins are in that conversation. I think the Jets are in that conversation.
Bills are losing a lot, though. They're losing a lot on the defense. They're losing a lot on the defensive side. They lost the defensive coordinator. I just don't – the Bills don't excite me.
I'm with you, Key. The Bills not only didn't feel the same after Daboll left, they have a quarterback who needs to get the turnover situation under control. I know you say, oh, they all turn it over. But there are some guys who turn it over a little bit more at less opportune times.
Well, not even a little bit more at the wrong time.
Right, right. Yeah. Less opportune time. Right. So I'm looking at – Josh Allen, I prefer a couple guys. He's a legend in the making. I get it. But because of the turnover issue, because of Daboll not being there, because of losses on the defense, I would put them – I put the Jets third, guys, if they get Rodgers.
So where would you put the Bills again?
Where.
Four.
Oh, okay.
So, I would go Chiefs, Bengals, Jets,
top five.
Bills.
They're still top five.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know what – I really don't know what Denver is. I just don't know.
Right. I would say the year after this one, they're going to be really
– I don't know what they are. You just don't know. I mean, Sean might go in there – he might go in there and sprinkle some dust around some stuff. And
Jags?
I mean,
they got a Super Bowl winning quarterback guru coach.
I just don't like the Jags. Just the whole.
Just in general.
Yeah, it's just like the Jags. You know, it's just like so much that came with that organization in the past. It's hard for me to jump on board right now and rally.
What about the Chargers?
Or I was going to say, can Kevin Stefanski and Deshaun Watson figure it out? I mean, they have the talent in Cleveland.
Sleeping giant, yeah.
They have the talent in Cleveland. It's just, you know, he didn't necessarily hit the ground running.
And if the Lamar situation gets squared away, if he's staying in Baltimore and that team could stay healthy, I picked him to win the Super Bowl. By the way, they had a fourth quarter lead in every game that he played in this season. Think about that.
Chargers could be in there, but they spook me. The coach spooks me. You know, it's like it's like an arrogant deal, and then he loses, and he's arrogant still instead of being humble when he loses. You know,
I think they'll be a good team,
but they got issues with Austin Ekeler. Austin Ekeler just asked for a trade because he wants that cheddar, that cheese, that
And when
shrimp.
He's on the field, he is one of those difference-making playmakers.
Yeah, he wants his money, so... You got that issue going on. He like, man, y'all got to pay me. I can't keep running around here up and down the field.
So where do you have the Jets? Where? Push come to shove. I would have him push come to shove
man,
if they get Rodgers.
Five,
I got him third.
Six, yeah, they're 5-16.
You got five or six. What do you guys
say? Top
five. Top five. But top where five. In the top five?
Well, let's talk about when we come back from break, Max.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Max going to pin you down.
After losing Tremaine Edmonds, by the way, where are expectations for the Bills? KJM.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
So the Warriors beat the Suns 123-112. That's their eighth straight at home. See, to me, guys, we could talk about the threat to the Nuggets in the West, everything. To me, here's the big picture story, Jay. KD is in the same conference as Steph and the Warriors. Now, he's not there right now. But eventually, if and when he comes back, he was playing at an exceptionally high level when he got hurt. He's got Devin Booker. He's got CP3. The Warriors won before him, with him, and after him. Now that he's in the same conference, this could be a legacy enhancer for KD, or it could devastate him in this sense. If Steph gets by him in the same conference and goes on to win another title, now your arguments about Steph and all that, it's the LeBron-Steph era. He starts to shoot up that top 10 list, and KD, suddenly that LeBron-KD thing, it's, oh, let's put the brakes on that. It's really LeBron-Steph. I think this is huge.
Have you seen what the Warriors' road record is?
Awful.
It's horrible. Are like 8 and something?
It's horrible.
But don't you think it's their veteran team saving it for the home crowd right now?
They're saving it. I think there's been a lot of holes that they've been trying to plug. I think there's issues on the defensive end. But, you know, we'll see when Gary Payton comes back and plays. Like, because I think that's a great dimension to their game. But I don't know, man. For me, like, when I watch Golden State has the pieces to be there. I don't have the Phoenix Suns winning it. Kevin Durant's going to come back, what, a couple of games left in the season? And we expect this team just to be, like, pick up the pieces. Like, have you seen, like, they still have issues on the defensive end. They still have issues when you take D-Book and Kevin Durant out of the game.
Kind of like a version of the Mavs, right? Those two have to go off for them to win.
There's a lot of questions for Phoenix. Like, I frankly believe Golden State is probably better positioned, even with their road record, to be more of a contender against Denver than Phoenix is, because I worry about KD hitting the ground running.
See, I don't worry about him hitting the ground running. The four or five games that he did play in, he looked like Kevin Durant. And every time he comes back off an injury, he looks like Kevin Durant. So that's why I don't really worry much about him at all.
You pick
Phoenix I don't mind him hitting the ground as long as he's running.
You guys picking Phoenix to win the West, Key?
I'm not picking Phoenix to win the West as long as the Lakers are in there. You know that.
Jeez. Yeah, you got to stop that right now. Listen,
you already know how I feel about that, though. But no, I'm more inclined to pick Golden State. More inclined to pick Golden State despite their road record, because the veteran leadership is just something about they know what to do and how to turn the switch on when it counts most, I guess.
I mean, if Steph gets by not only the Suns, but like Denver, who's played not this is what I mean. This we were just talking about Rodgers and high stakes, high risk, high reward going to the Jets, right? Does the reward outweigh the risk? Well, you have no choice in the NBA. You got to play who's there. But this can be an enormous legacy enhancer for Steph. But it could also devastate, especially Jokic, because they've been healthy all year and play with. But also could be bad for KD. Like, that's the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat in sports.
Enhancer for Steph for what?
And if Steph, with now KD in the conference, Jokic, if he wins his third MVP, with a healthy cast, if Steph, who they have not been able to win on the road all year, all that, he wins and he goes back-to-back, now your arguments for Steph, Jay, and where he ranks all time, he starts to shoot up that top 10 list.
Yeah, I mean, but if they don't, it does, they are it does who we nothing. Thought they were.
You know, yeah, it doesn't really.
I don't think it hurts them. That's right. I think
he's more to gain than to lose.
Yes,
yeah, of course.
That the risk is not for Steph. He doesn't get devastated. But KD and Jokic.
I mean, look. If they first off, let me say this: it is Denver's conference to lose.
That's what I mean.
It is Denver's conference. They are the best team, top to bottom, in the conference. They should win. Ja Morant. We don't know when he's coming back to play for Memphis. Okay, I like Sacramento a lot. A lot of people don't believe in Sacramento because of lack of experience in the playoffs, right? Golden State, they've been injured. Steph has been injured. There's issues on the defensive end. Their road record, not as good. Like, you got a lot of teams in that conference. The Lakers, what's going on with LeBron James? Will he be able to come back? They're offending. Like, we just talk about all these.
Zion and
Pelicans. Team, yep. It's set up for Denver and Phoenix. Kevin Durant being out. Them missing pieces of their team, Jay Crowder, defensive wing pieces. It is set up for Denver.
If Dallas, Denver there's a lot of one.
Denver is the loser.
Well, see, right. I think Denver's regular season record is different than the postseason, right? Because you go seven games versus a game here, a game there of teams that teams that would challenge you. Where in the playoffs, you're getting the best of the best at that moment in time. You may draw the lower seed, but does Denver really want to see a healthy Laker team? Do they really want to see a healthy Laker team?
I wouldn't
team,
if I were them.
Especially the way D'Angelo has been playing lately.
Yeah, I mean, he got no choice.
I wouldn't have followed them.
AD obviously had a bad game against the Knicks. He had a bad game against the Knicks, but do you really want to
nope.
see
that? Nope, AD started to play like the AD who got Jokic in the playoffs in the bubble.
Bravado,
you bring
though,
anybody.
You put your
you
chest
are.
Out with no, the, no, I'll but, take on anybody. No, no, I'm no, talking no, about no, realistically, do they want
to
see
Because if I'm Denver, I got something to prove. Because there's always going to be like, well, do you want to see this team?
Yeah, but guess
do you
what?
Want to see
the Lakers got something to prove, too.
Understood. But now also, like, you come into the Mile High City. Like, you have to play, like, in that upper echelon. You know what I mean? As it relates to, like, the air. And
but the pressure's on them because, as you said, you set it up, I think, properly. When we talk about constructing narratives, here's the big narrative, right? Denver should be the favorites. Jokic has a good chance, although I think at this point Embiid is the MVP, then Giannis, then Jokic. I think objectively Embiid has the best argument, but Jokic has a good chance to win his third consecutive MVP, has never balled out in the playoffs to the extent that he has in the regular season, right? So there's that. If with healthy crew, Jokic balls out, man, they got to advance deep, Jay. They got to get out of the West because, as you said, it's theirs to lose. So the pressure is on them. Lakers can play free and easy. They got no expectations this year.
Who else is the pressure? There's no pressure on any other team other than maybe Phoenix, but KD also coming back.
Two teams, I would say. Phoenix because of, you know, KD, once he gets back, it's like you guys got
a
lot.
Also, he's going to miss 2.5 weeks.
So you
like,
could set
I,
it up
I hear
for
you
next
on what
year.
It looks yeah. like, but it almost feels like, well, if you don't do it this year, well, we barely had time to build
yeah, we'll
continuity.
Do it next year, right.
We'll do it next year.
Okay. Dallas, because there's a clock not so much for Luka, but for the Mavericks to keep Luka, in my opinion. They went out and got him Kyrie. Luka's hurt a little bit or misses time. Kyrie misses a game. They have to learn how to play together. The defense is no good, but you'd like to keep Kyrie, right?
Very true. I'll tell you who I think pressure is on and nobody's going to talk about. But, like, if you're the Clippers, what better year? What better year for you?
The Clippers are the ones other than Denver, actually.
You got all these pieces. Paul George. You got Russ. Like, you got Kawhi. You have all the pieces
Ty
to do
Lue.
It. It's a matter. You got the coach. There's no more questions about.
You're deep.
What, you know what? You have all that.
Yeah. Max,
It's
the Clippers.
That's
I hear you.
It's the Chargers.
That's why I said it's no
the
better
Clippers.
Year.
It's a hard argument.
No
it's hard to argue against that.
It's the Angels, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's hard to argue against it. Yep, that just seems a pattern seems to develop, and it must get into the unconscious of the players on the team. It must seep in there because it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy. They wind up screwing up in the moment of truth, right? The Chargers, the Clippers, teams, you're right.
No matter how many Ty Lues and Jerry West is aligned on that side of the court.
Jerry West got
doesn't matter, though. Doesn't matter.
So it comes back to Denver. It comes back. That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure, especially since, as Key points out, the way AD has been playing recently, never mind D'Angelo Russell, if and when LeBron gets back, if I'm Denver, man, I am not trying to see the Lakers early in the
and
playoffs.
And AD is essentially, for my money, he owned the Joker.
Yeah.
For my money.
I agree.
With
the chips on the line.
Potentially see Dallas, the Lakers, New Orleans, if Zion comes back. I mean, those are three legit teams.
West is super interesting this year, right? Wide open.
But, like, look, I keep going back to this. Michael Malone, the head coach, like, they had the best team. Doesn't matter who comes your way. The team that's the best team, especially this team that there's been questions around how they play in the postseason, you gotta get to them.
As of right now, you like Denver to get out of the West, yes or no?
I do.
See, I like the Warriors. I like the Warriors. I think when push comes to shove.
Why?
Because I believe that the best explanation for their road record, which is awful. By the way, their home record's great. Their road record's awful. Is that because of what you said, defensive issues, lots of injuries, veteran team, they're not going to be able to put the pedal to the metal. They're not going to on the road because they're going to preserve themselves for the playoffs. They'll do that at home. And that explains the home-road discrepancy. But once the playoffs start, I think they'll do that every game.
I think Denver would rise to the challenge with some of the pieces they have defensively, man. They have all the They have Reggie Jackson too, man. Like, yeah. A hell of a defender. Yeah, like, pest. Right. They have good Bruce Brown on this team. Like, pest. They have pest.
Yeah.
They're different. People don't really watch them like that. So people don't really know. You know what I mean?
I know. And Zach Lowe recently tweeted about how people are like, well, Jokic has to get it done in the playoffs. He points out he's been deeper than Embiid has, and they've both been on good teams.
Uh-oh.
But I don't trust Jokic to be the best version of himself in the playoffs because I haven't seen it
who
yet.
Who do you trust more, Nikola Jokic or Doc Rivers?
Maybe Jokic.
Who do you trust more?
Maybe in the playoffs recently, maybe
so,
Jokic.
Like, I think about Joel Embiid, I think about Doc Rivers.
But that's the East, right?
Like, I know, but we're talking about those two people. If you're talking about the MVP race between those two, like if we're also saying that we want to do the MVP based upon the entirety of the body of work, just not the regular season, like you need to ask yourself that question in the MVP race.
No, you don't have to ask that question about?
Who?
Giannis. Giannis, right? The best player in the game? All right. Which player will have the most say in deciding the West? KD, Steph, or Jokic, right? And will Aaron Rodgers get traded in the next 16 minutes?
Jason,
that's before the end of the show today.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hey!
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, joined now by Jericho Cotchery, former New York Jets wide receiver, Limestone University wide receivers coach. What's going on, Jericho?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
how's it going? What's
up?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Good, man.
Doing good, man.
So we're talking, obviously, a lot of Aaron Rodgers. And you were there when Brett Favre was, you know, they landed the Brett Favre plane. How was that experience from inside the building? We're trying to get some insight into what's going on with the Jets right now. By the way, it's almost identical, right? Packers, great. Wore out is welcome. Flirted with leaving for years. Finally, they had it. And the Jets are the suitors who seem to be in a position to land them. What was that experience like from inside the building?
Well, you know, just a player of Brett Favre's caliber, you know, just the opportunity to have him come into the building. I know there was a lot of excitement about that. But when he came came into the building, man, I think, you know, everyone was excited about the chances of us, you know, contending for a championship. And right from the very first practice, you know, you saw the excitement from the fan base and, you know, everyone was just riding that wave at that point in time.
And you was a young receiver getting a guy like Brett Favre, and now you got Garrett Wilson who potentially could get Aaron Rodgers. What will this do for Garrett Wilson in his young career getting a guy like Aaron Rodgers?
Well, Aaron Rodgers still top five quarterback in the NFL, you know, and, you know, he's a great quarterback. You know, I believe in the term of, you know, highlighting the skill sets of your players. You know, that's what great quarterbacks do, or guys that are playing great football do. You know, not necessarily making them better in that respect, but they highlight their skill sets. And, you know, Garrett Wilson has a lot to bring to the table. You know, he had an outstanding year last year, and he's just going to continue to get better. And I think that entire group, you know, will continue to grow. You know, just because you have a great quarterback coming in the building that will highlight, you know, each individual's talent.
Jericho, hypothetically, if they do not land Aaron Rodgers, which direction do you think the Jets should go? Yeah.
Well,
take a breath. It's not heavy of a conversation.
That's a tough one. You know, I do think you have to bring someone in that is going to be able to bring great football to play. You know, it not necessarily have to be, you know, just the top five quarterback, but a guy that's going to play great football for you so that you can highlight the skill sets of those guys on offense. You have a incredibly talented group, you know, and they're going to continue to build on that. You know, Joe Douglas has shown that he can draft well, and, you know, the coaching staff is developing these guys well, and you got guys in place that will get the ball rolling on offense and, you know, score points.
Jericho Cotchery, ladies and gentlemen, former New York Jets wide receiver. He was there when the Jets brought in Brett Favre, and he, like the rest of us, is waiting to see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. Thank you, Jericho. Appreciate it.
All right, Jericho.
All right, Jay.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
All right.
All right, man.
Shannon.
Uh-huh.
I understand there's something going on.
Yeah, I had a question. I saw a tweet yesterday, and I wanted to address this with you guys. So on Twitter, under Twitter handle Angry Black Man TV, right? Mm-hmm. He tweeted, "These kids in the neighborhood have zero sense."
What was the Twitter handle again?
Yeah, it was Angry Man TV.
Oh,
right?
Okay, I thought you said Angry Black.
I think it was
I
at one
you
point.
Said Angry Black.
I think it was at one point.
Black.
And he changed
it. Black.
Anyway,
well, I can't be a white man.
Anywho, look, he tweeted, "These kids in the neighborhood have zero sense of urgency when they're late and the bus driver stopped holding up traffic waiting for them. The kids are just casually walking to the bus." So you know how if the bus is there and the kids, he's waiting for them, whatever.
Yeah, this could be a white or a black
exactly.
guy. Exactly.
But easily. Yeah. My question for you guys, like thinking about the bus ride to school, if you're on a school bus, public transportation or whatever, what kind of kid were you on the school bus? Were you one of the kids in the back that was joking and clowning? Were you one of these kids that sat in the front? Key, I'll start with you. What kind of kid were you on the bus to school in high school?
Key in high school?
Yeah, what were you? I'll be curious.
It just depends on who was on the bus with me. To be honest with you, if I was on the bus with, I might be in the middle, but if I was on the, you know, it just depends on who's on the bus with.
Are you in the middle? You don't come across as a kid that would be in the middle.
Shannon, I got a better way to play this game. Alan Yates, you there? Is Alan Yates there?
What's good, dog?
All right, you know everybody's personality traits. Who was Key? Was Key in the back of the bus, middle of the bus, front of the bus?
Key's for sure in the back of the bus with me throwing a little bouncy balls around. You know, you throw them out. Because if you drive past, because what we did on the bus, if you drive past a postal worker, you throw a little bouncy ball into the back of the mailbox, and, you know, it's nothing you can do.
See,
Max, definitely in the back.
Max is at the front of the bus trying to tell the bus driver to take
him
somewhere.
No, you got it wrong.
Max like, hold on, you know why you got it wrong?
Take me to the club.
Yeah, why you got it wrong? I didn't take no bus to school. I'm from New York City. We didn't take the bus.
I walked 15,000 miles.
I either walked to school or when school was too far away, I took the train. You hopped on the subway.
I didn't take the bus when I grew up in the suburbs. I didn't really necessarily take the bus to school either, but when I got on the bus maybe the late bus or something like that when I didn't feel like riding with somebody till I got a whip, I might have sat in the middle and the back. It just depends. You know what I'm saying, Jay?
Out of season, Key's probably in the middle of the bus. Yeah.
In season, you know Key's
in season,
the back
late bus, I'm tired after practice. He's
the back of the bus for sure.
Back seat with his leg up.
Key, with that haircut that you sent me on that picture of yourself wearing that leather jacket, you it's in the back of the bus, man.
Back of the bus.
But not only that, though, you knew people that had cars.
Cars and buses. Man, we used to take our lives into our hands trying to get to school in the morning, running alongside the subway if you missed it, jumping on in the middle and stuff.
Hey, Jay.
Cars and buses to school.
Yeah. You do got a Jericho Cotchery look
to you,
though.
Couple of aristocrats over here.
Man.
Wait, what happened?
He's a child.
What'd he say?
I can't.
You didn't see my text, though.
I didn't get a chance to look at it yet.
10 seconds. What happened?
What's wrong with you, man?
I just said Jay got a little Jericho Cotchery look to him.
Man, get out of here.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Greeny coming up right now. See you tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.